The Dallas City Council is scheduled to vote on the future of the city's Confederate landmarks and memorials. A task force put together by Mayor Mike Rawlings issued recommendations on what to do with the city's monuments. Then city staff made some of their own. For the most part, the proposal before the City Council would preserve most of what the task force suggested, such as commemorating the Hall of Negro Life at Fair Park that was built for the Texas Centennial Exposition in 1936 and then destroyed. Also, a memorial of the 1910 mob lynching of Allen Brooks, and adding historical context to the Confederate symbols at Fair Park. There are some key differences, though. There's a provision in the council agenda item that would not rename city streets named after leaders connected to the Confederacy. The Robert E. Lee statue, which was removed from Oaklawn Park, would be sold at a fine art auction house, rather than being donated to the Texas Civil War Museum in White Settlement. The agenda item also calls for the demolition of the base of the Lee statue, as well as the Confederate War Memorial at Pioneer Park Cemetery. Those changes could stir up debate among council members. Several have indicated they'd like to vote on the recommendations separately. Christina Martinez, KERA News.